The Hay Literary Festival is held annually in the small Welsh town of Hay-on-Wye. It attracts many world famous authors. Now, there are a number of spin-off festivals in various parts of the world, and the first spin-off in the Republic is going to open this weekend. This is the first ever Hay Festival in Kells, County Meath, featuring writers. There's a huge list, but to give you an idea, Germaine Greer, DBC Pierre, Jeanette Winterton, John Banville, and many others. Our North East correspondent Richard Dowling has been to Kells to sample the atmosphere in advance of what's to come.
Somebody Loves You in Sacramento. Although the flight of money on wires makes jumping this joint difficult, Somebody Loves You in Sacramento.
We thought it was impossible, to be honest.
John Fitzgerald, a director of the Hay Festival in Kells, recalls how they set about getting this all to happen.
2 years ago, we came up at a meeting with the Chamber of Commerce and we were looking for a festival. And a couple of people were familiar with Hay and we said, well, maybe we try and talk to Hay. And some people laughed and some people said, no, let's try it. So we sent a tentative email 2 years ago. And the fruit of all that effort is what you see this weekend.
John, along with a group of locals, have spent the last 2 years preparing for the coming 3 days. And as we walk around the town, he points out that this work has already brought tangible benefits.
With 52 different events, with Booker Prize winners DB Pierre, John Banville, Germaine Greer, world-leading figures in literary society and literary coming to Kells in County Meath. And the amount of cooperation from everybody. Everybody has got in behind this event. Everybody in the county has got in behind the event. And that's, if nothing else, it has got the community galvanised to work together and to work for something that they have faith and belief in. And I think that's what's given us the greatest lift and has given everybody the greatest lift.
Lindy Cook is Managing Director of the Hay Festivals and describes what their aim is.
The Hay Festival is a real celebration of literature and ideas, and that's then coupled with music, laughter, comedy, and literature in its purest sense can actually encompass many, many subjects, whether that be science, the environment, many of which are actually represented on the Hay Festival Kells programme this weekend.
So, what attracted them to the bid from Kells?
It's a very small place, it's a very compact place, and so it's a particular brand of people that make these festivals happen, that make these fiestas happen, and we found it here in Kells, and it's as simple as that. It's about meeting the right partners.
Europe is dead and all the talk is of burning bondholders and buildings. ATMs are glyphs in our throats, stones in our stomachs.
Neris Williams is a Welsh poet and now Kells resident. She's been to the Hay Festival before and is looking forward to performing in her adopted home.
There's a lot of dynamism about the town as well. Hay is actually a very small town, so you do feel that kind of footprint and that footfall of people actually inhabiting a space as well, and that was very important. So it was almost like this wonderful space had popped up overnight. It was like sort of a Disney palace of books in some ways.
But as well as being a literary festival, there's much more to see in Kells, including public art. Mark Smith is a community artist based in the town.
We've been running this arts trail, which we call the Type Trail, for the last 4 years, but it's married well into the Hay Festival this year, where we've chosen a word and we translate that word into as many different languages around the town. This year we're doing 22 art installations, working with groups as diverse from mental health daycare centres to youth groups to rehab care to all different groups, community groups around the town that have made different installations based on the word inspire. At the moment now we're standing beside one of the installations, which is giant Meccano letters, 4 foot high, stretching across 25 foot, on a gable end of a wall facing out into the main street in Kells. And we've decided to place this prime location, we've done it in Welsh, as a form of welcoming the Hay Festival of Kells. And the word is Us Brum Dully, and that's the translation of inspire in Welsh.
If somebody loves you in Sacramento, they'll write statements in their poetry, digitise love letters to declare, dear sir or madam, we can change your default into decency.
And according to poet Neris Williams, the event has already boosted the town, both physically and psychologically.
I think it's a very important step for the town. It's a dynamic step. You can see there's a kind of vibrancy, not visually what's happening here, but also a kind of a pride that we have a literary event here.